Testimony resumes Monday in the trial of Andrea Yates. Yates is the Houston woman charged with capital murder in the drowning deaths of three of her five children. The defense began calling witnesses yesterday. In the first week of testimony, prosecutors hit hard, presenting gruesome photographs, video, and audio tapes. Yates has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, a difficult defense that requires her to prove she did not know what she was doing at the time of the crime. From Houston, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Harris County Prosecutor Joe Ownby opened the trial in a simple and subtle way. He read the indictments to the jury in a somber voice as he called out the names of the dead children.
Luke, John, Paul, Mary, Noah. These are the Yates children.
Ownby said that the most unlikely person, their own mother, confessed to taking the breath out of their bodies. Each day, prosecutors have used more forceful tactics in court. They interviewed a hostile witness. They projected photographs of the dead children onto a big screen in the courtroom. They played a videotape of Yates' home, including close-ups of soaked carpeting and a grim picture of Yates' oldest child lying face down in the bathtub. Prosecutors played the 911 call Yates made on the day of the murders and examined each word Yates said.
The prosecution has to prove the murder, among other things, and it has to prove the circumstances of the murder.
David Crump is a former prosecutor and a professor at the University of Houston Law Center. He says Texas has liberal rules about what evidence can be shown in court. Many of the prosecution's exhibits have been introduced despite objections from the defense. One contested piece of evidence was the clothing each child wore when drowned.
Showing the children in their pajamas emphasizes the helplessness of the children and the wrongfulness of the conduct. It shows the method in which the murder was committed.
Prosecutors have conceded that Yates is mentally ill, but that has not made the trial any easier for the defense attorneys. They must prove that Yates was depressed and psychotic, that she had a long history of mental illness that affected her state of mind. Dick DeGuerin has been a criminal defense attorney in Houston for 37 years.
The defense has to personalize Andrea Yates. They have to show that her thoughts were delusional. They have to show that by those who are closest to her who can report on the bizarre things that she did. They've got to show the medical records to show that she was being diagnosed as bipolar, that she was being diagnosed as having severe postpartum depression to the point of psychosis.
Witnesses for both the defense and prosecution have testified that Andrea Yates appeared catatonic and detached from reality for weeks and even months before the murders. The defense opened its case Friday with testimony from a psychiatrist who interviewed Yates the day after she was arrested. That doctor found the defendant entirely different. Yates was moaning, crying, and pulling at her hair. She had to be sedated. DeGuerin says testimony about Yates' behavior is intended to show that she could not have known what she was doing was wrong.
They have to show how a mother who loved her children could kill her children, not why. Why implies logical thought, but how it could have happened through this delusional belief that she was saving the children by killing them.
In a taped confession, Yates told police that she drowned the children because she was a bad mother and needed to be punished. Defense attorneys say her delusions led her to believe that killing her children was the right thing to do. David Crump says defense attorneys still must overcome the evidence where prosecutors claim Yates did normal things, including calling 911 for help.
They're not the same thing. You can be mentally ill, you can be depressed, you can be indeed psychotic and not be insane under the law. And the effort of the defense will be to try to have the evidence come out that she's severely mentally ill. And of course, she may be and still know that what she's doing is wrong.
As the testimony continues, Andrea Yates' family members, including her husband, are expected to testify about her mental state, and medical experts for both sides will have their own battle over whether Yates should end up in a mental institution or face the death penalty. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houston.